can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
A podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 212, recorded on February 12th, 2015. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And we are the only host today.
What is going on?
Everybody left us.
There's six hosts to this show. There's six.
Yeah. Yeah, that counting might have to go down. We'll have to start kicking some of them, right?
But we do have some special guests, don't we, Brent?
We do. And today with us, I'm going to let y'all say y'all's name because I'm not going to get this right. Neuro?
Yeah, it's Neuropsych1.
Neuropsych1?
Just Neuro. Neuro is what I go by. Yeah, it's so much easier.
Neuro and River.
And yeah. River? River Girl? River?
River Girl 21. River, yeah.
It's River.
And,
yeah, River.
And you might remember, Wes, when we talked about Xbox, the roller coasters.
Yes.
The super incredible, awesome, crazy roller coasters. Well, here are the creators of them.
Yes.
Cheers.
Hello, everybody.
Cheers. So how
yes,
many
we did it.
How many roller coasters in all did y'all build?
Let's see. Total, I think there's Malice, there's Beetlejuice, there's Railbusters, the Ghostbusters one, there's the Nightmare Before Christmas, and Doctor Who. So five total?
Five in total.
Yeah, five total so far.
And like that Doctor Who one just like blew me away. Were y'all
Yeah.
Did y'all think it would get as much traction as it did and excitement from people, or were y'all surprised at that?
Well, you mean with Doctor Who in particular?
Yeah.
No, we were kind of expecting people would kind of enjoy it. Should I say, like, about 4J Studios? You guys know who 4J Studios is, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole PC Minecraft thing, you know, versus Xbox thing. They'd contacted us prior to... And they actually asked us if we were interested in doing kind of a project with them. They were releasing the Doctor Who skins, and we got word of it ahead of time. And we just happened to be throwing around the idea of doing a Doctor Who roller coaster, and so it was timed out so that the release of the coaster, by the time it was finished, the skins were ready to go. And so it just worked out perfectly. And so when they released the skins, we released our video, and you know, they helped us by tweeting it out and stuff. And they've been really big supporters of the videos that we make. So we're really grateful for them for their help and their assistance in that. So we kind of knew, you know, that they were going to hype it a little bit, and they did. And that was expected.
Why
that
don't
was nice.
Why don't more people do that? Like, that blows my mind. We've been working in podcasting and video making and stuff forever and ever and ever. And like, that seems so logical. We're about to do something. Let's talk to some community members who do stuff and let's get them involved in this project. This seems like a good idea. But it really doesn't happen very often, and I'm so happy that you guys got in on it. I've been a fan of your work. Like I tooted your horn about the Beetlejuice one, like constantly.
That's awesome. Thanks.
So
yeah, that's really cool.
Because like the Beetlejuice, I there's actually a guy right now who's been writing some theme music for me, and I said I want it to sound like the Beetlejuice soundtrack. Yeah.
You have no idea how hard it's been to find something with that kind of same style for our other coasters.
Yeah.
We can't find it. You know.
Yeah.
It
they're hard.
Perfectly.
Yeah, they're hard to find, and when you find a song and it meshes with everything, it just works out perfectly. For Beetlejuice, it was actually that project started off as Tim Burton roller coaster. So we actually had scenes for like Edward Scissorhands and
the nightmare.
There was nightmare stuff in there. There was a bunch of stuff in there. And I happened to come across that song by DJ Figure. And I was always a fan of the soundtracks anyways, you know,
horror.
Well, not just horror, escapes my mind.
Danny Elfman.
Yes. Elfman. His work is amazing. So when I heard it mixed to that dubstep and that drop, I was like, whoa, that's fun. And we just kind of took off with it. And so with the whole thing, I mean, there are parts of the ride right now that are still like scrapped off on the sides and stuff. We removed entire sections because we decided to go with Beetlejuice the whole way through. And it was just fun all the way through.
That's awesome.
That was cool. Yeah. Yeah. Music has a lot to do with it, you know?
So. Well, I mean, it can take something that, like, I a lot of people pick on me because I'm really insistent upon using like theme music in my Let's Plays and stuff. But like, if you can get a vibe with music, like, it really sets the stage for a lot of stuff. And I don't blame you guys. You know, I mean, it having it timed really well with music can make the difference in whether something is noticeable or not.
Yeah, that was part of the fun of it, actually. You know, the whole thing was a puzzle all the way through, because we would have to take the time to figure out, okay, we have this section of the song coming up, and there's one part of Beetlejuice where it's what they call the drop, right? Where all of a sudden Beetlejuice's voice comes out and he says, "Hey," something like, "Hey, look here, I got something good for you," and then the music pauses, and then there's this boom drop, and we couldn't just have the roller coaster kind of, you know, going through whatever it was going through before, you know, all, you know, boring or whatever. We had to time it. So she had built this amazing room, and in the video, nobody ever noticed, but there's a part where, like, I'm speeding through hallways. I'm like hauling booty to get to this one part, because I know that I have to be at this spot for that drop to happen. And I was chopping off redstone sections going, "We don't have time for that. We don't have time for that room. We don't have time." Just hauling. And then it worked out to where these pistons open up, and then you see eyes is all you see, and then the pistons open up, and all of a sudden you realize you're looking at this huge like demon room, the inferno room, and then it shoots forward. So, yeah, it's a challenge, it's a puzzle. The music adds to that puzzle, but I think that's why we have fun doing them. You know, it's a big what are those machines called?
It's like linear editing Goldberg in Minecraft.
Yeah, it's like a Rube Goldberg machine in a way, because it's not just a build. We actually, you can ride that thing from point A to point B. There's no cuts in the video. It goes, you know, you get on that thing and you go all the way through to the end. And so everything has to work.
Yeah.
From, you know, so from beginning to end.
But tell the truth, there are times when you speed the video up, aren't there?
No.
So that it matches the music perfectly? You've never done that?
No.
You should see how many takes we have of Beetlejuice. It took us 3 days, probably 100 takes, and every time some block would be out of place or the music wouldn't happen. And
glitching pistons. Oh my God.
it was insane. But yeah, we've never sped up a video, slowed anything down. It's all just as you see it with just the added music.
Yeah.
That is really, really amazing.
And do y'all do behind-the-scenes videos showing that sort of thing?
We've only done one, I think, of like Rail Busters, but it wasn't really. It was just some stuff to show people kind of what it looks like from the outside.
Yeah. Right.
Because I think people have this image. They're like, "Well, let me ride the roller coaster," and then we've had it where people come on, and they look around and go, "This is it."
Yeah.
And that's because, I mean, it's a huge build, so you know, we take time to really make what's on screen look, you know, the way we want it to. Mm-hmm. But then beyond that, it's like. It's like a wasteland, you know? It's like a facade, like a Hollywood studio. So nothing looked like it's supposed to.
Yeah, it is. There's all these square rooms everywhere that house certain parts with hallways in between. And so from the outside, it looks horrible.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad.
So
It
works for the recording, but it's not really as impressive when you get to...
Yeah, if you look at it from the outside. Because people go through entire rooms and they're like, "I didn't see that section." It's like, yeah, that's because... I take the camera and I have to point it at this one area as I go through this room, and only I know that because I'm making a video.
Yeah.
And if you don't know that, you'd completely miss it. So
I used to build haunted houses, so I get what you're saying.
This whole thing started off as a haunted house. By the way, us doing roller coasters, that was it. My son introduced us to Minecraft.
On the Xbox.
We were playing Gears of War.
Yeah.
To relax after like the kids and stuff. We would stay up and play Gears of War. So the graphics are like, you know, they're nice. And then here comes...
But all action.
All action, yeah. Here comes this kid and goes, "Hey, want to play this game?" And there's like blocks. And I'm like, "Excuse me? What?
Why?" Like, "Well, you want us to what?"
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying. What are these wet blocks?
It's like,
and slowly but surely, you know, it was like Legos. And then we were playing with them. You know, they would play with us on the Xbox. And that was fun. So it became like a family thing. And... The haunted house thing started off as, you know, me building a haunted house for my son and his friends to go through. And eventually we got to the bottom of, we hit bedrock, right? Because there was this big, like, you know, maze. And we got to bedrock and I thought, uh-oh, I got to get these guys back up to the surface, you know? And what are these mine carts? I was out of ideas. So I'm like, let's just shoot straight back up to the surface. That didn't end up happening. I took detours because I was fascinated, you know, by these, you know, by building these tunnels. And I'm like, oh, you know, we could put this there. And how about a skull here and a skull there? And that turned into our first roller coaster. So Minecart of Malice, which is kind of funny because the haunted house is like the queue line that you go through, you know, to get to the coaster. And that was how that happened. The weird thing is that we had a friend who we didn't think twice about this, by the way. That video that we wasn't a video. It was just the actual the build.
Yeah.
But a friend of us who's a YouTuber, Kid Mischief, through a mutual friend of ours, he saw it and he insisted that we put it up on YouTube. And our response was, "What is this thing you call YouTube?" Literally. Seriously.
We had no idea
at all. And so we did. I recorded. I thought it was fun. I was like, oh, let's put some music to it. You know, if you're going to put it up there, let's put some music to it. And so I did. We posted it. And I think we pretty much forgot about the video. Mm-hmm. A month later, we like check in to see how the video is doing. And apparently like Dinnerbone had tweeted it out. And like Ant Venom had left us comments. I say Ant Venom had left us comments. Now, back then, it was my son saying, Ant Venom left you comment. And that was me going, who's Ant Venom? No idea. Who is Dinnerbone? I have no idea.
Yeah, we came into this with no knowledge of anything. It was just something that we were doing with the kids. It was fun. People wanted to see it online. They asked us to post it. We posted it. And it just kind of like took off from there.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, it's fun. It's been fun. It's been really fun. It's cool. We had no idea. Cool. So it's been amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll have some more questions, but until then, we're going to hop into our journeys. We'll go over what we've been doing.
Awesome.
Over the past week, myself and actually the other guy, Maz, who didn't show up tonight, but I'll still pimp this out just because I'm in it instead. We recorded Captive and released it, and we did something kind of interesting to it. We added a laugh track to it to make it a little more entertaining. So go check it out on my channel. And besides that, I've been playing with shaders. Been doing the Seuss shaders on 1.8. And holy crap, it's like the first time I played with shaders. I don't know if... I guess they probably don't have that on Xbox at all. Or do y'all play on PC at all?
We do.
Yeah.
We actually have a server.
Okay. So do y'all play more now on PC than Xbox? And just...
You know, we were talking about it the other day. I think PC is kind of a different animal altogether. So we do the Xbox stuff kind of creatively for the roller coasters.
For the roller coasters, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, but we do both, actually. It's been a year that we've been working on PC, and we have our own public server and everything, and the Emerald Isle server. And but yeah, we're familiar with both, and I know what you're talking about with the 1.8 shaders. They do look amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's sweet.
And so, and besides that, I finally got Minecraft on the PS4, so I'm actually going to start some console stuff as well. So I'll join y'all in the ranks of console.
Sweet. Very cool. Very cool.
And I'll see if I can hang.
Welcome aboard. No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
How about you, Wesley Wilson?
Well, I've been dealing with a lot of sick family this week. I brought some nastiness back from PAX South with me. And my family has been passing it around like a tennis ball. It's been delightful. But other than that, I have not been playing any Minecraft at all. I did, however, I've been playing some Guild Wars 2 still. And for those who watch Core Elements, we've been kind of pod dead for a couple of months now for the holidays. And I've actually got a Guild Wars 2 guest coming on next week.
Sweet.
So take that, pod deadness. And so that's kind of exciting. And then we've been planning for everything that's going on at... we've been planning for PAX East, which is coming up in a month, with Minecrack. We kind of got screwed and we're scrambling to fix it. But in the short run, we are still going to PAX East, and it should be a good time, and we will be doing a panel, and that's pretty cool. And then, additionally, I've been poking around with Gravity Ghost. Erin Robinson, who was on my show Core Elements, put out her game this week, and it's pretty cool, so you should check it out. So, that's kind of what I've been up to.
So cool, a bunch of non-Minecraft stuff. But PAX,
I know.
PAX is Minecraft.
We'll
give you that, a point there. How about you two? Have y'all been? What have y'all been up to?
We haven't been. We haven't been up to anything.
Just
we haven't. Just hanging out.
That is not true. We've been very busy. It is ridiculous of her to say. If you knew how busy we were, you would understand that we're really busy with the server. We also run a Pixelmon server that is part of the NF Family Foundation charity. Fun fact, River Girl here runs a non-for-profit charity that helps out families that have children with brain tumors. It's NF1. Yep. And the proceeds from that server, which has been going strong for a year now.
A year and a half.
And supported by a lot of the members of the Xbox 360 and PC community. We're lucky to have them aboard. People like Amy Lee, iBallistic Squid, Stampy. It's run by Trust and Lies, our third
our main man.
Our main man, our general in charge who runs the server has been amazing.
So four kids, two servers, and an Xbox coaster. We're not up to anything.
Well, that's something I wanted to ask earlier. Any plans for the next roller coaster? Can y'all release what it is if y'all do? Or
There's a couple of things that are on the table right now, and we're kind of at a crossroads as to which one we're going to do. These are like 3-month projects when we start them, so we have to kind of like the material. And there's a couple I've been egging myself on to do Star Wars.
Nice
Star Wars. Yeah. Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz is another one. Yeah, that would be an interesting one. I think if you did it right, the Wizard of Oz would be really cool.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka, I think people have suggested. Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and a couple others.
Y'all might have to hold off on the Star Wars till like a few months before the release.
I know that's going on as well, right? That's fun.
So far, most of our stuff, like the Beetlejuice one, came out when they were talking about the anniversary for Beetlejuice. The Doctor Who came out just the BBC had them release the skin pack and our coaster just when the new season started for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So,
but that wasn't on purpose though. Like. Even Ghostbusters was having an anniversary.
Yeah. They've kind of all matched up with whatever's going on with those specific movies or.
Cool.
So Star Wars would be one like you were saying, just to time up. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Goonies.
Who knows? We'll see. Goonies. Oh, man.
I've talked about that.
Yeah.
vote for me.
If you can't tell, we're big on like the 80s, you know. It's like a running joke between me and the Bill team is that I keep prodding them and saying like, threatening them that I'm going to build a Golden Girls roller coaster.
Oh, you have no idea. He actually has music picked out in everything.
Yeah.
So everybody gets together and he starts playing the background music and everybody's like, no, I'm not doing
this. There's literally a Golden Girls dubstep remix out there, guys. It's amazing. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Next, is the Perfect Strangers coaster coming next?
Oh my God, there you go.
Don't be ridiculous, Cousin Wesley.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy's good. We were talking about, is it, A-Team, you know?
A-Team.
Yes. A nice big van crashing through the wall. Big black van. Yeah.
Trust one's Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, Harry Potter's been suggested also. You know, it's kind of funny, but that's one of the things that's been really unique about our trip, our journey, is that that's kind of our generation, right? You know, back there. And, then we've got my son's generation, which is, you know, delved into Minecraft. And I think the best comments that I get are from parents who say, hey, this is cool. I got to watch this with my kid, and we both think something's cool. You know, like they relate on two different levels. And, I mean, that's like, that's cool to me, you know. I love hearing comments like that.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, we always laugh because our largest subscriber rate or age is like 35 to 45 or something, and everybody goes, how come you don't do Let's Play? I'm like, you don't understand, the people who are subscribed to our channel, they don't care about Let's Play. They just want to see that's it.
Yeah
So it's a very unique subscriber base, which is why we started a second channel that's kind of just goofy mess around stuff.
Yeah, because
we actually started losing subscribers when we started uploading something other than roller coasters.
Yeah, we're like, whoa, sorry.
Our network goes, whoa, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, well, nothing. Yeah.
What is this madness?
Yeah, yes. I didn't sign up for this. Unsubscribe. Sorry. Yeah,
and we did. We got a lot of comments. This is not a roller coaster. So we very quickly backed into a second channel and said, okay, this one will stay what you want to see.
Yeah.
And if you want something else, go to the other one.
Yeah.
Funny. YouTube. That's one thing YouTube does need to fix is to make some sort of like subscription to like a tag on a channel or something. So if that's all you want to see is roller coaster videos, then you can do that instead of having to open up multiple channels. Because we've run into that issue too. With our old channel, it had issues because we were doing way too many different things, I think.
Yeah. You start to diversify. I mean, you just spread out too thin and you lose some people. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah. I'll be the roller coaster guy. I'm fine with that.
Sweet.
Cool. So since you're like an older demographic, it's so funny. I've been laughing. All the modern music nowadays is like throwing back to the 80s and 70s. Have you noticed this?
Yes, absolutely. Like,
and it's really confusing because I'm not convinced if I have really good taste in modern music or if I'm just being pandered to.
You know what I mean? It's in there. There was a song just recently and I'm like, hey, look, it's Sting. And she's like, no, it's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, the heck it is? That's 80s Sting. It's in there. I'm like comparing it and stuff. It's in there. It's in there. It's not just you.
Everything from the 80s is coming back.
Yeah. Which I'm fine with.
Are you? Are you really?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably some things in the 80s I'd like to forget. My hair, maybe.
Your parachute pants? Your MC Hammer pants?
Never forget.
Hey, I had a mullet. I won't hear a word. I won't hear a word. I had a mullet.
Nice.
You looked like the guy from Ferris Bueller. That's
what
you looked
like
in the 80s.
I did. I look just like Ferris Bueller.
That's a cool person to look like in the 80s. I think you were doing pretty well.
I was. I wish I could say it got me a date, but it never did.
Just got
me a lot of people going, has anybody ever told you?
Yeah.
Just like Matthew Broderick.
Very cool. I'll take that. Shoot. Right. Yeah. I would take that, yeah. That's right.
Well, we do have a few sightings this week. We'll go ahead and get to those. We've got a video that our good friend R. Smalik sent to us. Now, he may have been drunk when he did this video, but it's still a fun video. I think you should go take a look at. It's interesting. It's different, definitely. I haven't seen a video like this, I don't think. But it's called a Minecraft Banner Safari, and basically he tells a story with banners, and he's just going down a bunch of banners, and you'll have to look in the show notes for the link to the video to see the banner safari, or you can go to Ron Smalik's channel. Also, something I thought was interesting this week that I saw was that for the Pocket Edition of Minecraft, there is now another app you can get called. What is it called? I had it right here. Hold up. I think it's just Plug. It's Plug for Minecraft. And basically, it's almost like having Bucket for your Pocket Edition of Minecraft. And
now that's awesome.
There's not as really many cool. like plugins for it, but like you can do things like teleport and give commands and get info about the server and stuff like that. So I thought it was really interesting.
Wow.
Pocket Edition.
We don't even have that for Xbox. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And
do you want me to cover this next one?
Yes.
Okay, now this next one's a little mean-spirited, but we'll put it in the show notes. I don't know if anybody remembers those Hitler Reacts memes where people would put text over the Hitler video and it would be funny. And there's a new meme going around. It's this Spanish channel and this guy's laughing and his laughter is so infectious and people are putting text over it. And there's one about Mojang. And we're going to share that. We're going to put it in the show notes. But you should definitely check it out, and you will laugh. You will laugh.
It's hilarious.
It's a little mean-spirited, like I said, but it's freaking funny. So there you have it.
Sweet. And that brings us to something we like to call...
Happy late birthday, Mr. Brent.
The shift.
Too proud.
The shift.
Too proud.
Listener contributions. 2015.
Wow. That was a bumper by JBJ Blaze. I think that's how he says it. So we got a bunch of listener contributions. The first one here is from Uncle Mauricio, who says, howdy. Been a while, isn't it? I prefer to use my original name this time. Anyways, I haven't watched The Shaft a lot recently due to my children being busy at school and all. But I have been playing some Minecraft. To be exact, modded. Afro Monkey brought me into Sky Factory, so I've been quite enjoying that. Are there any mod packs you guys recommend? I might try Safari Masters mod pack, but I don't know where to download such. Link, please. Thanks. I'll link it in the show notes. What's your favorite mod pack, Wes?
I gotta tell you, like, okay, so I feel like there's a problem with mod packs lately, and that is that people want to put everything in there. And the problem is that once you start putting 8 gazillion mods in, it breaks it. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you end up with like laggy nastiness and horribleness. And so there's been a lot of mods that I've really, really enjoyed, but it's been short lived because then like the mod pack ends up breaking. Mm-hmm. So I really lately have been kind of in favor of these like story driven or goal driven mod packs like Agrarian Skies. Now I have not personally played Agrarian Skies, but that's kind of where I am now. Like, I feel like just general mod packs aren't cool anymore. I'm into the ones where there's like a game built around a mod pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. We know what you're talking about with the mods and yeah, adding way too much to them sometimes. Pixelmon is one that we were doing. We were lucky enough to get Trustin Lysen there, who is like a mad mod pack genius. I don't know how he did it, but he would shove like 50 mods into this one, you know, one thing. And I mean, the thing worked; it was amazing. But it just gets overcomplicated if you don't know what you're doing. I could see how it's just like, oh, it's over, and then things break, and you're like, ah, forget it.
Yeah, I'm not much for mod packs. When they get too many, I'm like, okay, give me something to do, and that's it. Gets too overcomplicated.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Just give me hang gliders.
Keep it simple. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That would be cool. Yeah. I'm surprised that's not a mod already. It's hang gliders.
Oh, no, it is. I said, and just as long as there's a mod with hang gliders, I'll do that.
Nope. Gotcha.
You want to get this next one, Wes?
Sure. This next one says, hey, Shaft, mostly Maz. Thanks. Thanks. Like, we like you too. I live in Australia, and I thought Maz would like to know he's not the only one who's involved in The Shaft. Keep doing the great work. Thanks, Mr. Panda. Well, Maz, were he here, would say something clever and probably something snarky, and then...
That's
and then...
not a knife.
Yeah, yeah.
And Australian, yeah.
They never get sick of that joke.
No.
But yeah, thanks.
And last we have one from Xantor, who says, guys, I'm a 40-plus-year-old Minecraft gamer. I bought Minecraft a couple of years ago for myself. My now 13-year-old son has taken my account and plays co-op on a bunch of mod pack servers. But he uses my handle. Now it's time for him to have his own copy of Minecraft game with his own handle. He doesn't want a new copy with an old handle. He wants to keep using mine. He has hijacked my handle, which I... have used since the 80s when I was gaming on my C64. Question. I knew there was one there somewhere, but here it is. Should he give it up, or should I let him have mine and give him my legacy of that handle?
Wow, that's really a tough one. I mean, I think everybody wants their kids to have the best, but really, you know, if there's going to be multiple computers in the house, daddy gets the best one. You know, and I think handles too. I don't know.
I think you should just go in and change it. Let them keep that account. Get a new account now that you can do name changes and get your handle on the new account.
Yeah, have him be a junior.
C64 son.
Yeah,
there you go.
Child, kitty.
I don't know. Everybody's changing their name. I was bringing that up to everyone that we work with. I said, why change your name? It's like changing your name, your birth certificate. It's what everyone knows you by. And they're completely changing to something totally random and has nothing to do with their old name. And I'm like, how are people supposed to know who you are? Running around.
Yeah. The subject of giving your name away to your son, I think the only advice that I would have is, you need to remember, like, who you used to hang with back then, you know, and, like, who they were, you know. Because if you ran with a rowdy crowd or something, you guys are dropping F-bombs, and, like, all of a sudden they go into a room, and they're like, oh, it's Neuro! F this, F that, dude, what's up? And your son's sitting there going, what's happening? You're kind of doing your kid a disservice, you know. Yeah.
And the kid just starts dropping the F-bombs back, probably.
Yeah, there you go. You owe me money, dude. Oh. Yeah. Dad!
Send it to my son.
That's right. That's funny.
That's awesome. So, onwards to Excavation Station. I think we actually have a... bumper.
Excavation Station.
And I'll read this first one here that Maz is supposed to read. It says,
that guy.
Villagers with missions. Imagine this. You know it's going to be a long one when it starts with imagine this. You just killed the Ender Dragon. It's the thing you've been trying to do for quite a while. Of course, there's the usual building and killing and mining, but that's about it. Obviously, I'm not including multiplayer. So I got thinking, and I thought, hey, what about those annoying land Squidwards? Because he turned into... guy from Greece all suddenly in the middle of every village. There should be a villager, its apron or robe outlined in gold. Right clicking on this villager will open up a little interface with a few icons. Each icon will be a mission, mining some blah 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 quests, I think is what it boils down to. That's from Shmoob Noober. I'm all for quest, however they're derived and put in, even if it was from Greece.
yeah, I mean, I'm all for anything that gives you some direction. Like, I think that's one of the things that like MMOs have gotten right, is that they give you stuff to do, even if it's just like kind of random stuff to do. It's things that are going on, and that like ability to go and find something to do when you're bored is first rate.
Yes, I agree.
Absolutely.
And this week, the part of Good will be played by Wes in the dock.
Hold on. I freaking lost the dock. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Okay.
So, this one is from Fintress, like Pinterest, but not spelled anything like that. I think you should add the ability to find treasure maps to find hidden pirate treasure, or just more ways to find rare loot in general, maybe from dungeons or things like that. I agree. I think that a treasure map drop would be a good idea. Once again, more random things to do.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm saying.
that actually is like a really simple thing to do, isn't it? You think, you know.
More people do that?
Yeah, you think you'd be able to generate that, like, through, you know, the chunk loading or something. Every once in a while, drop that feature into a chunk, and there'd be a map, and there'd be a corresponding, you know, treasure. And that's simple, but I think that's great. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could even like it could even be something that gets added later. You know, you craft three pieces of, you know, of a map with rare ingredients, and then you put all those pieces together, and instantly it kind of does an algorithm and determines a place where it could bury the treasure. And then you get it in whatever map you're doing. It could even be under your house, and you never knew it was there.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's actually really cool.
Some pirate snuck into my house and buried his treasure.
I pin that.
Okay, this next one here is from Vincent DB82, who says, I just listened to the episode 210, and I agree with Brent. Well, of course. if the villagers or a special quest giver villager, it's just the quest episode, apparently, could give missions to complete or fetch quests, it could give us something extra to do. Get someone on that. It gets old flapping about the world willy-nilly. Nod to Maz. Anyways, keep up the good work. And that's not a knife. This is a knife. And the dingo ate my baby.
That's a good point. Dingo did eat your baby.
That's all true. All true. Okay. So, yeah, I guess we can move on.
So this next one is from Disney Geek 93.
I want quests.
And he says, I want giant zombie quests. No, he says, I'm back with another one, and it's giant zombies. Seeing how there's giant zombies you can get through commands in creative, I think they should be added in vanilla. They'll spawn on a full moon and a rare change when lightning strikes them. I think that there's some possibility there. But, I mean, the idea of boss mobs is nothing new, and I think that's a good idea. I've thought about this before, and I don't know what you would do to spawn a giant zombie. I mean, lightning never happens. The only time I've ever seen a super creeper is when somebody's made it happen.
Right.
So, you know, maybe full moons, but. Man, that would be a bummer, wouldn't they? If all of a sudden just all the zombies were giant zombies, that'd be terrible.
Yeah. Now, I would love to see, like I think that we've talked about this in the past, where the longer you stay in a place or something, the nights the zombies ramp up, and maybe at some point, randomly, a giant one would spawn in to come crash your village or something. And maybe he could stomp on fence posts and knock them down.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like where you're going with this. Come up with more ideas. Come on, Brent.
We were watching a video, I think a popular MMOS or something, and it was Lucky Blocks, something like that. And he broke a block, and all of a sudden, somebody had the idea to spawn a family of giant zombies. And they were playing it off of it like it was an actual family, because there were like 10 giant zombies that spawned in at once. And it was just a quick remark that he made, and he stomped off or whatever. And I kept thinking to myself, there's like a whole like theme show waiting there to happen. Like the family of giant zombies that live in Minecraft, and they're kind of outcast out in the middle of nowhere. And you come across them every once in a while, and then they're misunderstood and people attack them. And, you know,
Frankenstein zombies. Yeah. Everybody wants to throw them in the lake.
Get hit by lightning.
My 80s sitcom thing kicked in, and I was like, that's genius. I had to calm myself down.
You're my lobster.
No, I think it's just a matter of picking the right trigger, and I don't know what it is. So, yeah. Yes, giant zombies. No on the triggers you listed here.
Yeah.
After you kill 1,000 of them, put them together in a chest, they spawn a...
There you go. Maybe
you keep
that's
it as
how
a
you
pet?
Can... Maybe that's how you get treasure maps. You take parts of lesser zombies, you sew them together, you make a giant zombie.
Give you something to do with all that leather, right?
And then you have to kill him.
No, it's not leather. It's, what is it? I call it beef jerky. What zombies drop when you kill them.
Oh,
oh yeah.
It's like beef jerky to me.
Okay, let's see. This last one here. Rhonda Bomb Weasel. Wheeze. What? Rhonda Bomb Wheeze. I'll go with that.
Sure.
Hey, Shafters. My excavation station idea is that there should be domestication of horses. I almost read that houses, and that wouldn't make as much sense. But when you tame a horse and breed it, its children should automatically be tamed when it grows to full size, so you don't have to feed it sugar or ride it until it can be tamed.
Why?
I don't know the answer to that.
That doesn't happen with real horses. Right. Like, you don't magically get like saddle trained horses just because their parents were saddle trained.
Doesn't happen with kids either, for that matter.
Yeah, they're not potty trained just because their parents were potty trained. Trust me.
Takes just as much duct tape.
Duct tape, jeez.
So while I respect where you're going with this, no, this Minecraft is a game based on realism and rational decisions. And And I think that horses are wild, wild creatures, and they need to run free, and they're not domesticated.
Cue the laughing guy.
Where's the laugh track? You should have that still loaded.
Only this one. I don't think it counts.
Okay.
Wow. Do that once.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Do 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 do. Oh, what? What was that? Where did that come from?
What? Where did what come from?
I just do 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 do.
Well, no, it's good because I had to know where it stopped.
Oh, okay.
So I can't hear him. I'm just trying to remember how it goes. Sing along with it. So, not much news this week. I'll just briefly go over some of this. If anybody has anything to say, feel free to speak up. But a few things for the Pocket Edition. They have a new team member, which it seems like they're ramping up. They just had a new team member like the week before last. The new one is at Darn Geek on Twitter. So go greet him and say hello. They're working on new death messages and some basic cheat protection that they tweeted out about. So we'll link to that in the show notes so you can read and respond appropriately.
Yay for cheat protection.
Yeah.
It's always good, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
This next one is an Xbox thing. The Star Wars Rebels skin pack was released to the Xbox. Now, as Xbox players, how excited are y'all for new skin packs? Is it just something that happens, or do y'all rush out and get every single one of them?
That's a hard question.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, most people try to get them. You know, they're not priced outrageously. And, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. People get excited for them in the Xbox community. Absolutely. I know I do, you know.
It's kind of weird, though, from the PC community. I mean, like, and maybe it's because just a whole different, you know, like purchasing model on the PC, but like it feels a little gougy at times. Do you guys ever go, oh God, not another skin pack?
Let me put my PC hat on. I would never buy a skin. Like, you know, like they're free. What do you mean they're free? You can just give them, you can make your own and apply them. When I learned about the whole skin thing on PC, I was like, what?
I've been paid for that?
I can customize my skin? This is legal? Awesome.
I can be naked?
Yeah, I can just... Oh, my God. Yes, you can. That's, I learned that the hard way on a server going, what was that? Did you see that?
Hard way. Saw blocking and
stuff. That's right.
I get that. So cool.
But yeah, it's people. I mean, you know, you gotta understand. It's on a console, you know, and you're limited. I mean, you're so limited as to what you can do, which is a shame. Really, it would be nice to customize your skin. That'd be one thing I would love to see come into the whole Xbox thing when you customize your skin.
Honestly, though, I think Xbox users are used to paying for everything. I mean, if you look at any of the games on Xbox, or you even want to change your avatar, you end up buying shirts, and I mean, it's ridiculous.
Listen, so. it's Minecraft, yeah. Okay? But it is a different world. Let's not kid each other. And when I went to PC, when we went to PC, and I learned about World Edit and being able to, like,
move things without rebuilding them.
Yeah. The whole room has to be moved over one block. Tear it down, you know, move it over a block. And on PC, it's like a button and you're done. Yeah, so it's a completely different world.
Well, that's not fair. It's at least three buttons.
Did you cry a little bit on the inside?
Like when you I wept for weeks. Are you kidding me? All that lost time.
So, and I mean, speaking of that, do y'all think of doing roller coasters in the future on the PC version in, you know, MC Edit instead, or merge both, or combination, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, we've thought about it, right?
Well, we have one on the EmeraldIsle.net, which is it's our Railbusters.
It's Railbusters. You can go and ride Railbusters right now on our server if you wanted to. We converted that from Xbox to PC, and we use World Edit to change things around to make it writable for people.
Right.
So that doesn't look like some weird, you know, thing. And that was fun. The biggest issue I have is the camera movements. The way that the minecarts work on PC versus Xbox is completely different. It's so loosey-goosey.
They're absolute PC. Shit.
PC camera control is like total crap. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's a better word.
Big, I was trying to say it's like
for lack of a better term.
It's like poots.
Yeah, it really needs to be. And I mean, hey, you know, it's kind of funny because Xbox is behind, you know, obviously on a lot of things, generations behind PC. But that doesn't mean that like PC version can't take a, you know, a page from the Xbox, because it works. I mean, it's nice. It's really it's drift. Intuitive and yeah, it's really cool the way it works on Xbox. And having compared the two, I think that's the number one reason I wouldn't do it on PC, is because when we're doing it, where I'm at, the way the my cart turns, it all matters. And on PC, it's you lose track of where you are. Your timing is completely off. So
yeah.
And we talked about doing something on PC because, of course, you can get them out so much faster than 3 months to make everything. And you have no idea that the build team would tell you. More than once we've come in and said, all right, the rail needs to come through here and it's not centered. So tear it all down and move it over a block or two blocks. So we've built everything. I think the biggest thing that
I can hear
learned,
them cursing at me like in their sleep, you know, like just, I know that
that's what? Xbox. You got to be used to that anyway. I mean, Xbox, the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I warn them all before they start working with us, I say, just to let you know.
Don't be offended.
This is going to happen. So,
but I think we found that being able to do it in Xbox, it allows us. We've always done them in the default texture pack. So even though 4J's come out with like the candy pack and all that stuff, we've always stayed with the default because we found that it lent itself to more creativity. We really had to think outside the box instead of going for, you know, these extra blocks or these different textures or it's just always been fun for us. And we did try to do something on PC once before and it was a bit overwhelming. I think it was like there were too many options.
There are. Really, that's actually what we figured out. In the end, I didn't understand why we were getting frustrated. And it turns out that that's what it was. Between the command blocks and like all the mods that you could potentially use and all these things to tweak what you're doing, that it became like
overwhelming.
Yeah, it's like, well, then what? Just it's not Minecraft anymore to us. You know, part of what drove that creativity was saying, this is all you got. Right. These are your tools. Make it happen.
It's
you
a
know?
Box of crayons versus a huge art supply cabinet.
it's choosing your medium. I mean, that's the reason that poetry is what it is. It's not because it's pretty writing, but it's pretty writing with restrictions on it. And you're doing something where you're taking your creativity and restricting it and seeing how you can create within that structure. And that is impressive. So
that's fun. It's challenging. It's fun. You know, you lose track of time. It's like putting a big puzzle together. Yeah. It's fun for me. I shouldn't say that for like Trust and Vinny and Way High. Oh, nice. You know, yeah. Kyle and Simon and all those guys who help us, you know, do that stuff. They're like, you want us to do what? We're going to do what? I'm like, don't worry, it'll work.
Just go with it. I hope. Go with it. If it doesn't, we tear it down and start again.
It's just one block.
Oh my God. Terrible.
So
we raised, going back to skins, you know, when you're on the Xbox side, it's pretty cool, you know. But knowing what you guys know, the world you guys come from, I can see how you're sitting there going, what in the hell's going on? I mean, they're getting ripped off or something. It's
you should go back and listen to me railing about how amazing Beetlejuice was when we had it on the show. I don't remember what episode it was in. But I mean, that was one of the things that I kept saying was, they did this in Xbox, guys. You know?
I didn't realize how big of a deal it was to me personally until I was watching, somebody sent me a link to an interview on Swedish television with Jeb. He was on there and
I have no idea what he was saying.
No idea what it was blah 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 blah. And then you hear Xbox, blah 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 blah, Beetlejuice, blah 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 blah, neuropsych, and they're playing the video in the background, and I'm going, what just happened? Did they just It was surreal, you know? So I was like,
that's hilarious.
It was amazing. I was like,
I still to this day, I have no idea what the interview was about.
I have no idea what the interview was. They could have been like, this is the worst video ever done by neuropsych. He completely corrupted our game. It's horrible.
No idea what it was.
And I'm going, yay! Bad.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Well, yeah. At least he didn't shut it down. Speaking of shutting it down, Turkey.
Oh, no.
I don't know if y'all have heard of this, but Turkey is possibly going to ban Minecraft.
Because it's such a bad game.
What?
So I've done a full story about this. I actually broke the news on the shaftpodcast.com. I found this little story on a Turkish website about how Turkey is investigating violence in Minecraft, especially towards women, citing that some of the only mobs you could attack were witches, and they're female. And so I dug down into some Turkey. I had to do the translate from Google, so it could be all wrong. But then day later, the news is everywhere, on every site. Turkey's possibly shutting down Minecraft. So
wow, for violence of all things.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I thought that was interesting. It's no postal that Minecraft, but who knows? Good luck, Turkish citizens. I hope you don't have to stop playing Minecraft.
That's so weird.
I don't know how you can get a game that's less violent.
Well, I mean, there's some violence in it. You got Hunger Games, and you got some other stuff that you play. There's swords involved or whatnot. But you think that if they had a bone to pick, it wouldn't be that. Of all the world issues going on, all the stuff that's happening around them, it's that Minecraft.
Yeah, we're gonna have to stop that and go play Far Cry.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. All right.
That's about all the news that I saw this week. Mainly. I don't know if y'all saw anything else, but
I got nothing other than the silly laughing video.
Which was genius.
That was good enough.
That was awesome.
So that's we've pretty much run about an hour or two, so that's a good time. It's been excellent talking to the two of y'all tonight. Thank y'all so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you.
Where can everybody find y'all if they don't know already?
Well, we've got two channels. It's Neuropsych 1 on YouTube, right? And then our sister channel is RiverGirl 21, and you can look us up on YouTube. Other than that, you can always hit us up on Twitter, at Neuropsych 1 and at RiverGirl 21 on Twitter. And
play.theemeraldisle.net.
Play.theemeraldisle.net or pixelmon.nf. That's it.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, awesome. So everybody head over there. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, I'm going to get back to the voicemails next week. You can go to our website, theshaftpodcast.com. Just click on the show notes, and you'll see at the top of the site, you can record straight to SpeakPipe from your computer. You don't even have to use a phone or anything. So super easy to do that. We'll be next week, same time, same bat channel with Eddie Ruckus. So go look up your favorite stuff from Eddie, and we'll be talking with him next Thursday. So once again, thank y'all. Thank you, Wes.
Oh, and can I also say, by the way, big shout out to the official TEI, that's our server's staff, the best staff ever, Ninja Taco, Mr. Lep, Mermaid, blah, blah, blah. All those guys, you guys are awesome. We love you guys. We know we don't get to talk to you often enough, but thanks. I can't believe I just interrupted the host. I'm leaving. Bye.
No, that's perfect. So bye, everyone.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com.
I'm just going to stop that. So my streamer XSplit actually crashed. It's frozen. I'll be able to pull it off of Twitch, but I've got to just exit out of it and hope it hopefully it saved the file, but worst case scenario I can pull it from Twitch. But I'm sitting here trying to stop the broadcast or stop the thing, and it will not respond.
Oh, no. Aww. So sad.
So sad.
Well, it's still been going out, so it'll be on. You can rip it.
Yeah. Yeah. Rip cool. It good.
Rip it good.
And basically to say that the stream is going to go down when I close the program out from Windows. So everybody who's watching, thank you all. Be here next week. Subscribe, follow, all that stuff. So you know when we start, and it'll leave at some point.
Maybe you might tune back in an hour or two, and we're sitting here still.
Yeah. Going,
stop it! Can you make it stop?
But any minute now, the task manager will.